You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
So Jason, CBD, it's something that at this point seems like it can help with just about any problem that you may have, but you've got to know how to use it, obviously. And what are the ABCs of CBD?
Well, you know, essentially the first thing you need to know is what are you taking? And this is a real problem. I can't speak to Canada, but I know in the U.S., the CBD is kind of suddenly turned up everywhere. And I'm sure in Canada that's true as well. I kind of compare it to the tulip craze in Holland in the 1600s, that there's just a level of madness to it. And, you know, like if you go into a gas station now, you'll see all these CBD products. And the one thing I can tell you is they're almost all of them not very good. It's completely an unregulated market. So you have absolutely really no ability to differentiate between products. And, you know, there are a lot of unethical people. For example, Amazon. People tend to, you know, immediately turn to Amazon for anything they think they want. I know I do that myself sometimes. And yet, with CBD, every CBD product on Amazon is made from either, it's against their bylaws to sell any cannabis product. So everything, you will see CBD if you go on Amazon, but it's all made from seeds, crushed hemp seeds, or from stalks, or other fibrous parts of the plant that do not necessarily, they have a little bit of medicine in them, but it's not the part that you really would want ever to take the medicine from. And ultimately, this becomes a uniquely fresh product, right? It goes plays into the whole locavore kind of movement. Mm-hmm. You should be taking cannabis from around where you live, right? It's a fresh product. It's a, like the craft beer movement, this is a movement that should be driven by small companies, by farmers. And this should be kind of like a resurgence of the reminder that you should know where your food comes from and you should know where your medicine comes from. So the first thing is, what are you taking, right? Mm-hmm. And that's true not only for cannabis, but for anything, but particularly for cannabis. And so I would say there that first A, know your source, be able to, every product that you buy should have third-party testing available on their website, probably a barcode that you can scan off the bottle. And you should be able to look and make sure that the cannabidiols, the CBD in there, is the amount they say there was, and that you don't have any of these other heavy metals or pesticides or anything else that would make it dangerous to take it in your body. Then the second thing is, I think you have to be willing to experiment a little bit. You know, as a medical, as a culture, you know, here in the States anyway, people go to the doctor and they expect that person to tell them exactly what to take, how much to take it, what time to take it, pretty much to completely take control of that medicine for the patient. The patient has very little role in, besides actually taking the medicine. With cannabis, you actually are you know, an interested party, and you've got to do a little trial and error. You might want to try a few different products, and you need to chart how you feel. You know, it's an odd thing. It's hard necessarily to quantify, like, the absence of pain. Everybody sprained their ankle, and then, you know, it hurts, and then one day it's just all better. But you may not remember it getting better. You just realize one day it doesn't hurt anymore. And so if you take it, let's just say, for like I do, for stomach problems, and then you have days where your stomach just doesn't bother you at all, and you just have a normal day, you tend not to think, wow, that was amazing that I had a day without any of these problems, but it can just become the new normal. So you have to kind of write it down or pay attention and really look at how it's affecting you. One of the best ways to actually with CBD is take it for a month. You know, just once in the morning, once at night, take some. And then after a month, either you run out or just stop for a few days. See how you feel. If you just go, wait a minute, all of a sudden that my I've got this old ache and pain that I thought had gone away, but no, it was really just the CBD. You know, what I say is, I don't know that it cures anything, but I think it can help with the symptoms of a lot of things.
So again, as you were saying, take it for a month. And going back to your example of a sprained ankle or something, say, if you're taking CBD, whether topical or whatever, you take it for the month, you stop. The sprained ankle, of course, is gone by then, so you're not feeling any pain. Well, that's natural at that point, isn't it?
Well, I'm using it as an analogy, right?
Yeah.
That when something's bothering you, it really can annoy you, right? But the process of it disappearing on you can be subtle, right? You don't necessarily know every moment, oh, it feels a little better. It can often just be one day you notice that just doesn't hurt anymore, right? And so because CBD is a subtle molecule, you're not going to feel something huge and dramatic necessarily, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take it and just be mindful of it to figure how it's interacting with you. So then I would say another ABC of CBD is not only the cannabidiol, the CBD, the cannabis product in the medicine, but what else is in the medicine, right? So in cannabis, in CBD, this has come to be known as the entourage effect. And so the idea is that the CBD is great, but if you combine it with other things that it can work in concert or harmony with, that you end up with an even more effective product. So, for example, CBD, cannabis, is known as a very good anti-inflammatory, but if you combine it with, let's say, turmeric or ginger or a number of other well-known anti-inflammatories, you come up with a better product. And by and large, you'll see as you get into the market and start looking at different medicines, this is kind of where the innovation is, not only in the ways that you might grow or cure or your cannabis itself, but in what else you add to it. So, for example, one of the companies we represent, Tonic Vibes, and which is their URL, it's really just Tonic, but they couldn't get that name, so it's tonicvibes.com. They use a something called ashwagandha root, which is another plant medicine that they combine with the cannabis. And the other thing is that every CBD oil product that you see on the market, the amount of cannabis in there is very small. Most of what you're buying or most of what's in the bottle is an oil carrier. And for the vast majority of products, that's coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And for the many of those products, they use a refined coconut oil called MCT coconut oil that's considered healthier than just taking regular coconut oil. But MCT coconut oil can have a little... If you're not used to taking it, can be a little hard on the body. It can maybe give you the cramps or the runs a little bit. Maybe you think, oh, that's the CBD. It's not. It's the coconut oil. So Tonic Vibes, they use black cumin seed oil, which is a superfood, and which in my mind just amps up the quality of their product and the taste of their product enormously. Another company we represent off the Big Island of Hawaii, Mana Botanics, they use organic macadamia nut oil from the Big Island of Hawaii and organic red ginger from the Big Island of Hawaii. And again, it just amps up the quality of what you're getting. And, you know, if you're going to take a medicine every day, you want it to taste good. That's, you have to think about that, too.
So now, if somebody decides that they want to try CBD for a medical problem they're having, whether it is in your case, like a gut problem or something like that, is it best to just use CBD on its own for that first month? Don't try using it in combination with other products so you'll know for sure if it's the CBD and what it's doing?
I would say no, right? You know, by and large, there are 10 million products out there, so you're going to get overwhelmed quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of it, in like with everything, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll go into a drugstore, even if I'm just looking for a headache medicine or something like that, and I'll walk in and there'll be 300 choices and I'll just walk out. It's too much. I can't decide. And, you know, I think that that's the real problem with CBD at this point. And I think that if you, to me, like, you really want to start, you want to put the best thing you can think to put in your body right from the beginning. And, you know, there are things that people can know about themselves, right? So as far as, like, strength, you'll see a lot of different strengths on these bottles. You'll see some that say, like, between 15 and 25 milliliters per dose. You'll see other ones that say they have 300 or 600 or 1,200 or 2,400 milligrams in it. It turns out that's for the whole bottle, and it's pretty much the same per dose as the smaller amounts. It's just unclear in the packaging and the merchandising. But ultimately, some people are very sensitive, right? And if you're that person, you probably already know that about yourself. If you're a person who takes a tiny little bit of something and feels it, well, then you probably want to take a tiny little bit of CBD. Start very small. Mm-hmm. But if you're a person who needs to take a lot of anything to begin to feel anything, then you're probably going to need to do that. You know, the great thing about CBD, cannabis in general, the number of fatalities from side effects or from anything is zero. Zero. So, you know, the worst thing that'll happen if you did feel like, oh, you feel a little too much of something, go to sleep. In a few hours, you'll be fine. You know, you'll wake up and you'll be fine. But with CBD, it's more subtle than that. So you may feel, like, for example, a lot of people take CBD for anxiety. Now, some would say, isn't that affecting your mood? Isn't that, you know, intoxicating in some way? Well, if something just chills you out a tiny, tiny bit, just takes the edge off. I don't know that that's intoxicating, but it does make you more effective in whatever it is you're doing.
Okay. Jason, sorry, we've got to wrap this up pretty quick here. What's the website for Atlantic Weed Board? Because that's obviously where people can go to get all the information they need.
Exactly, AtlanticWeedBoard.com. And, you know, I would just say to people, this is a very exciting moment, but we're very early. And if you're going to be an early adapter, then, you know, be willing to experiment a little bit. But always, you know, just like with probably the rest of your life, start with the best quality that you can. You'll never be sorry about that.
Jason Goodman, thank you very much for calling in.
Take care now. Thank you, Alan.
That'll do it for today's Health First.